I heard a great statement once that a good relationship between a couple honours the man, dignifies the woman, and gives security to the children. And so that's what we're spreading.
Well, we would all like to have a beautiful home life filled with love, warmth, and harmony, but how do we get there? I'm Eric Scadabo, and on today's Focus on the Family Australia, our guests, once again, are Brendan and Kathy Clancy, the founders of Overflow Kids Ministry. They've written a workbook called Home Sweet Home, about how to add sweetness into your family's home life. They'll share some practical tips for strengthening marriages and families on today's Focus on the Family Australia. Welcome to the program once again, Brendan and Kathy Clancy.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, great to be here.
Glad to have you on. And last time we had you on the program, basically we kind of traced your story.
Yep.
And how your marriage was restored. And then you got involved in children's ministry. As we just said, you're the founders of Overflow Kids Ministry.
Yep.
For people who didn't hear last time, what is Overflow Kids Ministry?
Overflow Kids Ministry is... We see ourselves as being a voice to children and a voice for children. That's our mission, and it has been ever since we both were literal ourselves. I was a school teacher in 1978. I'm much older than Kathy.
And you had hair then.
On my head. I'm thankful that this is radio right now. But so we've always had this...
Passion
for children, mm-hmm. and for me particularly, it's been in the area of music, creativity,
yes. And
making kids laugh. I like comedy and children.
He loves to dress up.
I do still love to dress up. Yes.
Yeah.
So doing children's ministry gives you an excuse to have fun and make people laugh.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's kind of edutainment too. It's educational and entertaining for kids, and we bring them good news and leave them feeling like that they can fulfill their destiny. And that's what we wanted for ourselves as children. So now we're investing in them.
That's right. And also, I think as a married couple that have been restored, we believe it's a great example of how, at least for the children and in our own home, of course, with our own family, but for children who are going through all sorts of challenges in their own life, I know many of the children ask us, how can you be married? You seem to like each other.
Yeah. Has it gotten to that point
where
the kids don't expect married couples to?
It has gotten to that point. It's an amazing thing. It happens so often that they are in disbelief that we could actually be married.
And like each other.
And like each other. A lot.
And have fun together.
And get better and better and sweeter at that.
But I know we're not the only ones. It's just that in the setting that where we might see hundreds of children in a setting, mm-hmm. yeah, there'd be a percentage of those children that need to see or believe or that they, whatever they're going through.
And even if they're not living in that sweetness, they can have that for themselves in the future for their life and their families. In fact, the children that we've worked with in Melbourne in the inner city, one of those little girls said, well, you know, it can stop with me now. The dysfunction can stop with me. And I can see now a model. She actually lived with us for a while. Her mum gave her to us. So she lived with us seeing the possibility of a positive family life. And that's fantastic for us. That's what we want, to help other children to see that it's possible.
We often say, like, it was worth it for that one.
Mm.
We believe it's the high call for us.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, and you travel throughout the world
doing
your music and ministry, drama, and if that wasn't enough, Kathy, you were inspired to write this workbook, Home Sweet Home, to make it even clearer for children and couples to have a kind of a roadmap how to have a sweet home, a home sweet home.
I think if mum and dad sit down when they can, have a cup of coffee, and you know, at their own pace, work through this simple little workbook. You know, I didn't think it would be anything much, but if I could help the people in my church and in my locality, and now it's helping so many people, it's actually walking off the tables when we go and speak at conferences, because parents are realizing and we all need help. And if we can actually sit down and write things out and discuss things together, that unity and that vision of oneness can just propel a family into a sweet way to live.
And we all would agree that the foundation for a healthy family, to have a sweet family, mm-hmm. is marriage, the yes. husband and wife relationship. And you have some advice?
Yeah, absolutely. I heard a great statement once that a good relationship between a couple honors the man, dignifies the woman, and gives security to the children. And so that's what we're spreading. So if we can help marriages get stronger and sweeter, that's cool. So I have some tips for the wife. I'm the wife. So I think...
Yes, that would be right.
That's
yes.
right, I am.
Just to clarify that, if you were listening and you were wondering.
So I believe that men have a vision for their life and for their family life. So for me, I want to fuel that vision and be positive towards that. So I need to believe in him, to believe the best.
Well, I guess one practical thing is find out what your husband's vision is.
Yeah, hello, that's a good thing. I just love to sit down with Brendan and have a cup of coffee face to face. And I often say to him, what's the vision for our family? What's the vision for our life? Because I can get a little bit sidetracked with just doing life. And so when he articulates that, and it can be as simple as, you know, let's have a family holiday, as in our daughter, son-in-law, and the grandkids. We've implemented that now over a few years, and I'm like, where were we going? Where will we go? And so we talk about that, and that vision is just empowering for him, for me to say, hey, let's work it out together. Let's walk it out together and see it accomplished. So from the big things to the little things, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I think... For me, like, a thing that doesn't come naturally to a guy sometimes is that time that we spend. It seems like we're talking about things that are obvious. Why do you need to know, or why do we need to spend time
sharing with
my heart with, yeah, my heart is, let's get on with it. We've got work to do, and we'll grab some time.
Yeah, but she wants feelings.
She wants
Am quality.
I right? Yeah, I want to be able to cry about it and have an emotional response. So when he does articulate the vision for, say, reaching more and more children through television, that works for me, but it also works for him, because if I'm on board 100%, I'm going to do everything in my power to come alongside his vision and make it happen.
That's right. Happy wife, happy life.
There you go. I mean, just on a practical level, if you're on the same page with where you're going, that's going to bring harmony mm-hmm. in your relationship and harmony in the home.
Yes, and then everybody else picks that up who we need to work with us to make that happen for children. So our unity and oneness is just empowering for the vision itself of reaching children.
That's right, and I think from a man's perspective, we need to feed our own vision, because sometimes you can be so busy just doing life that you're not feeding your soul. What feeds me is important, because then I'm responding out of an overflow, not just out of doing life. And I think when you're busy, when you've got children, when you know, it's got to be a deliberate, purposeful moment for yourself that fills me up so that I'm overflowing to my beautiful wife.
Yes.
Now, what do you mean on a practical level, feeding yourself? What does that look like?
Well, I think for me personally, I love walking. I used to love bushwalking. I do a lot of bushwalking, and I haven't done that for years.
I keep telling him, go bush.
Kathy's trying to get me into the bush again.
Yeah, but, I hear all these stories about the solos and how he conquered this mountain, and I'm like, well, how about you go again?
Yes.
Because I know it's a secret desire. I know if I send Brendan to the piano, go to the piano. You know, you need time, like, to just create, because he's designed as a creative guy. Mm-hmm. So if he gets caught up in too much of the accounting and the bookkeeping and which needs to be done, then but he does need time. So when he gets on that keyboard and he'll come back, oh, I've written a song. And it's magnificent and it's incredible. But sometimes he'll do those things last, whereas I know it fuels his life and it feeds his vision.
So the important thing is, well, you know Brendan.
Yes.
So you know what refreshes him.
Yes.
So you are encouraging him to mm-hmm. either go for a bushwalk or play the piano.
Yes.
So you're encouraging him to have his adventures.
Yes. Oh, definitely. And go on them with him when it's appropriate.
As long as there's five-star accommodation. Oh. She'd be happy to go for a bushwalk.
Well, you could do a million-star accommodation and just sleep
under the stars. Which, you know, when we're in Kenya, don't forget the mission trips.
Yes.
But, that's important to fuel his vision.
Okay, we're talking to Brendan and Kathy Clancy. They have some practical tips for strengthening marriages and families. They've written a workbook called Home Sweet Home. We'll have more practical tips when we return right here on Focus on the Family, Australia.
You're listening to Focus on the Family Australia, where we're dedicated to helping families thrive. We achieve this through our radio programs, parenting and relationship seminars, and resources. If you'd like to find out how you can partner with us to help more Australian families thrive, you can call us on 1300 300 361. That's 1300 300 361.
And welcome back to Focus on the Family Australia, where today we're speaking with Brendan and Kathy Clancy. They are the founders of Overflow Kids Ministry. They travel throughout the world doing children's ministry. And today we're specifically talking to them about a workbook that Kathy wrote called Home Sweet Home, How to Sweeten Your Family Life and Your Home Life. And before the break, we talked to Kathy about ways that she could build up her husband and strengthen the marriage on her side. From the wife's perspective, now we're moving to Brendan.
Oh, yes.
Brendan, on page 54 of the workbook, it says, invest in her. Find out what builds her up and fills her love tank. Intimacy is beautiful. Amen.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
And woo her. Let's unpack those.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, I know personally, like, Kathy loves being scratched, you know.
Scratched?
Scratched her back.
Yeah. Oh, the back. Okay.
The back,
okay,
scratch. Yeah.
Let's clarify this. Yeah.
But yeah, not nasty.
not her eyes out or anything.
No, not okay. Gouging. No.
You scratch my back.
Gentle,
I'll scratch yours.
That's it. And
that's one of my love languages.
Oh,
yeah. Physical touch.
She could be scratched for hours. If I want to invent a machine that does it, but
now, it's not rubbing, it's scratching.
It's not the same.
It's not
the... No, it's not rubbing. Oh, no. It's got to be a scratch.
Yeah. So you've invested
I've invested hours and hours into
learning about your wife, and you know this fills her tank.
That's right. And, you know, recently I found a great thing because I like watching movies. So as long as I'm watching a movie, I'll scratch her back for the whole movie.
You know, the other
As long as we can do it, the two at the same time.
Exactly. What if it's an action movie with
violence? Oh, no.
No. He gets violent then.
No. Yes, I have to pick the right movie. Oh, okay. But we're in Shanghai and I scratched it back for 1.5 hours.
I fell asleep. And when I woke up, he was still scratching my back.
Wow.
That is love, baby.
But I was watching a movie. I was happy.
So, whatever works for you.
I know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What about woo her? What does that mean? That's not a word we use a lot.
Well, wooing is something that I don't think comes naturally to most men that I'm aware of.
What is it?
Wooing is a deliberate ability to be able to stop.
Sweep me off my feet.
And thank you for that. Definitely.
Give her surprises. Like surprises. Mm. Surprise her with a note. It doesn't have to be big.
No.
What I realize is, like, you know, a little woo, like a note on the bed or a note, on the pillow, I was thinking, or a text, something like that is as good, you know, as buying her a brand new car.
Wow.
Hang on a minute.
No, it goes all into the woo basket. It's still only one woo. You can buy them a beautiful brand new car, but the next week you've got to woo them again.
Yeah, wooing is really important. But from the women's point of view, we've got a woo as well. But sometimes...
So double woo.
Yes, yeah, so woo-woo.
Woo-woo.
I'm just thinking of funny stories because marriage is got to be fun. You've got to enjoy each other and have a good laugh because otherwise the annoyances will take over.
Yeah,
and there are a few things that, you know, are annoying in living so closely. And for us, we work together, we create together, we live together, we sleep together, we travel together. And sometimes I say to Brendan, am I just your travel buddy? Like, he's like, pick up that suitcase and, you know, stop that bus. But, You know, so you've got to have the balance. It's the crazy fun, doing life, and then the intimacy that has got to stay fresh and flourishing along the journey.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, we talk about stopping to smell the roses. Well, we have to stop, have to make ourselves stop to actually think, oh, this is a deliberate act of wooing.
That's right. I have to woo.
Yes.
Hey, we could get a little wristband. Deliberate acts of wooing.
Yes.
Remember to woo.
I feel a movement coming along. But you know, even after this interview, I'm already thinking
of ways he can woo you.
Yes.
Yes.
And he knows. We're not even, look at this. It's not telepathic. No, but it's knowing each other. What is it, Brendan? That
she'll have to have a cappuccino.
Yes.
After this,
that's it.
It's to be a
and I'm
celebration.
The fact that you know is beautiful.
It is.
Well, yeah, and it'd be like a victory. It's like a celebration,
yes.
Like a completion of something.
We'll sit down and have a capo and we'll talk about what we're doing now. And we'll revisit it and we'll celebrate and we'll go, yay, that was so wonderful. And on we go with our journey. Oh, and girls, you've got to tell him what woos you because he's not going to get it by osmosis.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's different. I once heard the analogy that, you know how like when missionaries travel to a country, they have to learn about that culture before they could even start to share the good news of the gospel. Mm-hmm. Well, both of us, as male and female, husband and wife, we're coming from different cultures, different family cultures.
Yes.
Well, you have to invest in and kind of, you know, look at her like a science project.
That's right.
Oh, listen to you. No. Oh,
and the other thing is you have
that's not very romantic.
No.
You have to revisit. Like you need, because there's different stages of life. When the kids are little,
true.
When you don't have kids,
that's true. Yep.
Kids are little,
keeps changing.
They grow up.
Keeps changing.
And when there's the empty nest thing, I think that must be one of the most challenging times for marriages when they really need to revisit.
When our daughter said to us, you know, I want to go to Bible school and it's in Queensland, we were living in Melbourne and that was a great thing. It was a real God thing. But I remember we gave her our car and she packed up her life and she went by and we prayed for her and off she went. Well, we went back to bed and cried for 6 hours.
Wow.
And we held each other and we wept and we prayed and we worshipped and we cried and we slept. It was huge, but we went through the process of that change of season, transition in life together and embraced it and went through it. And so when she said she was coming back in 3 months later,
you're kind of over it.
Yes.
Sorry, you left. We cried. Bye-bye.
We'd actually moved.
We're fine.
We're over it now. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Changed the locks.
Oh, goodness.
We changed house. We moved to a one-bedroom place. She had nowhere to go when she came back.
It's all right. That's
it all worked out fine.
Oh, that's good. Yes. That's
but,
good.
Yeah, the process. The point is, yeah, the journey and the seasons of change, the wooing continues.
Okay, so in our remaining moments, we need to move on to ways to strengthen the family and, you know, so this the blessing of a strong marriage can pass on down to the children. What are some practical ways that we can sweeten the family?
I think for us, bringing the Word of God into the center of our homes and making that a launching place for our prayer life, to pray over our spouse and to pray for our spouse and our children and our grandchildren. So it's bringing praise and worship and prayer and the Word of God into the center.
That's right, yeah. I mean, and particularly, it's a constant reminder. Our son-in-law sings over his children every night. He's muso and he gets a guitar.
Wow, so many musos in your family.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Our daughter said she was never going to marry a teacher or a muso, and he's both. There you go.
And he's singing a worship song over them at the top of his voice, and it's just such a blessing. When we're home and we're there, and if he's out, then we'll do the same. It's a constant.
So every
in his
night
life.
You're singing
like
a worship, or how?
Well,
what would it sound like?
Well, it's interesting because our grandchildren know that we write songs, so they're asking us to sing over them. So, in fact, we make up songs. Isaac, Isaac, you're a precious boy. God loves you, Caleb. You are such a joy. Oh, that sounds
very Jewish to me. All of a sudden, we've gone into the Hebrew version of singing the children's
song. Point is that they know that Nanny and Poppy can personalize a song for them.
And oh, that makes them feel so special.
I know. And there's the little pink one, Imogen Grace. Oh, her favorite nanny sing Amazing Grace. She wants Amazing Grace and she wants Jesus loves me, this I know. And I'll personalize it. For the Bible tells me so, Imogen Grace to him belongs. She is weak, but in him she's strong. Yes, Jesus loves. And off we go. And in our homes, atmospheres are created.
That's right.
And the word of God sung or spoken over our children will produce life for them.
That's right. Yes. And the praying over, you know, like we go to nations where the parents are working so hard that sometimes they don't put the children to bed.
It's
so
true,
it's
yes.
But even then, we're reminding them, go into the bed. When you come home from work, even if it's late, just make sure you've laid hands, impartation. You're the head of the house, Dad. So, you know.
Yeah, like send your children off with a word and a prayer every morning and put them to bed with a word and a prayer at night. And that brings security to them. And, of course, the word of God continues to work for them and in them along the journey.
That's right. I mean, I love even in this book how you talk about each family developing or finding a scripture for their own home. Find a vision for your own place.
Our scripture for our family and for our ministry is Isaiah 54 verse 13. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. And that peace is shalom peace, nothing missing, nothing broken. And as we pray that for our family, we know that God's got them in the palm of his hand. As parents, you know, when your children are off to school, you send them off, sometimes worry or anxiety, what's going to happen, are they okay? But as we declare the scripture, we know that God's at work for them and will keep them.
You know, I'm just reflecting on all these things that you're sharing, you know, singing a worship song over your grandchildren and individualizing it so it's uniquely about them,
mm-hmm.
and praying together and filling up their love tank,
yeah.
uniquely in a way that means love to them. Wow, what a wonderful way to live. Each one of them are going to feel, hey, I'm special.
Yes.
I was created by God. I know he loves me. I know my grandparents and my parents love me. They pray over me. They
yeah.
know what's going on inside me, my heart, and they know how to make me feel happy because they take the time to learn about how I'm wired and the things I like. That's a beautiful way to live.
It is a beautiful way to live, and they know it, don't they?
They do, yes.
They say, when we have FaceTime, you know, when we're away, we just share what God is doing where we are in our country, and they want to know everything that's happening and what God is doing, but they also want to know what present are you bringing us, that nanny
right.
and Poppy.
Come on.
And so, we, you know, we're very spiritual. We pray about what those children would love. But they see the victories in living for God.
Okay, we've just scratched the surface of just some of the main themes of your workbook, Home Sweet Home. Thank you so much for sharing your tips with us today.
It's a pleasure.
Yes, thanks, Eric.
Our guests today have been Brendan and Kathy Clancy. They're the founders of the Overflow Kids Ministry. For more information, you can go to their website, overflowkids.com. That's overflowkids.com. And once again, the workbook that we've been discussing today is Home Sweet Home. And I think it's appropriate that we end today's program with that song, Home Sweet Home.
There's a home that is lovely, a home where there's peace. A home filled with laughter and joy never cease. This home is a haven, a refuge of love. A family united, together as one, sweet home. Sweet home. Sweet.
Thanks for joining us for today's Focus on the Family Australia. I really hope it's been helpful. For more family advice, our website is families.org.au. And if you would like to order a copy of today's program, you can call us on 1300 300 361. That's 1300 300 361. In your